We are joined here in studio now by Tawanda Jones, who is Tyrone's sister. Good to see you, Tawanda. Pleasure to have you back.
Good to see you, too.
George Peoples joins us once again.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Always good to see you, George.
Pleasure seeing you as well.
410-319-8888 is the number here to call. We'll get to these phones coming in. Join us at steinershow@gmail.com by writing email. Tweet us at Mark Steiner. Log on to our Facebook pages. Good to have you all back to the studio.
Look, it's a pleasure to be here again because you are one of the main voices of the family here. You kept this thing before the public, and you kept total interest in it, and you had a lot of community activists involved. You had a lot of professionals involved, and it means a whole lot to the family. So thank you, Mark.
That's our duty, and we need to do that. So tell us what's been going on since people have spoken. I mean, we know the state's attorney's report's come out. We've talked about that. The last we've been hearing is the police department is supposed to be in the middle of an internal investigation with an independent committee looking at this. What do we know? Do you know anything about what's going on?
Yeah.
With that?
Yeah. We've been maintaining constant vigilance and keeping this total thing before the public. But as you know, there is an independent investigation going on that's been comprised of, I think it's a total of four people. I've been in touch with Chief Rodney Hill of the Internal Investigation Division, Baltimore City Police Department. And it's a complete independent, supposedly, investigation. No police officers are involved in this.
In the investigation?
In the investigation itself, which lends some sort of credibility. I can't say that it will, but it does lend some sort of credibility because they've got different types of professionals on this independent commission, of which one is a law professor, one is a martial arts specialist, one is a medical specialist, and I can't remember exactly what the other one is, but they're supposed to be like four independent, and they have priority on the Tyrone West case. There is a big red dot on the board in the Internal Investigations Division, so we are hopeful that something can come from this real soon.
Tawanda, do you have anything to add?
Yes, basically, I just want to add that we also found out who the Morgan State officer was, and his name is David Lewis, and to find out what he did to my brother was terrible, and I figured that's why they kept him hitting all this time. I learned that through that Public Information Act that as my brother was taking his last bit of air, gassing for air, as he'd been pepper sprayed, mace tased, and all this, he sat on my brother's back with his knee pressed down and my brother's face in the grass. And that's horrible. So we're still fighting. And also we have Tessa from the NAACP. Yes. And she's working with my family as well. So we're not going to stop till we get justice.
So, let me ask this, you raise this question, because that made two things were in my head. I'm just curious what all of you, we're also in the studio by, I don't have everybody's name down here, but more people came in on my list, but Jamie Richardson's here and Diana Butler. Who'd I leave out?
Emma Anderson.
Emma Anderson, okay. Mm-hmm. So what does justice mean? When we talk about justice, what does justice mean right now?
You know, justice is not only the law, but justice means being fair. I mean, you have to be fair in your decisions as well as abiding by the law. We know that some laws are old, antiquated, and outdated, and they aren't necessarily fair to the general public. Like, for an example, this law enforcement Bill of Rights. This law is so old that it exonerates police officers from any wrongdoing or anything that they may, do. So these types of laws are just too old, and justice, in every sense of the word, means being fair to the general public.
And fair is prosecuting those officers. They need to go to jail. Because had my brother or me would have brutally murdered somebody the way he was brutally murdered, we would be sitting in jail right now. That's fair and justice to me.
And justice to me, I'm Diane Butler, Tyrone's aunt, his second mother. And to me, justice is accountability, culpability for what was done to Tyrone. We as the family know Tyrone didn't just die. He was in the hands of the police. People that we paid to protect and serve, they murdered Tyrone. And we would like the public to know we will never stop fighting until the truth come out.
Let me open the phone. A lot of people are calling in to talk to this family. 410-319-8888 as we revisit once again with Tyrone West family. And Douglas, you're on the air. Welcome, Douglas. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I agree with Miss Diane. I mean, because it's like when you hear about anybody getting shot is bad, but when you hear about when somebody shoot a police, they immediately rush and have a rush the judgment. But then when it's the opposite way, it's a long drawn out investigation, and then next thing you know, they getting off.
Yep.
So I just that's my issue.
Douglas, thank you so much. Let's get another call in here to come back to everybody in the family at 410-319-8888. I'm not quite sure how the name is pronounced. It says Luell on my screen. You're on the air. Luell, you're on the air. Hello, you there? Luell, line 3, Bolton Hill.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, can you hear me?
We can.
I'm Leo.
Oh, it says Leo. It says Luell on my screen.
That's what scares me. I say, who is Luell?
Well, who is Leo? I know Leo, but I don't know Luell.
Let me say this, Mark, and to the family of Tyrone West. No, I'm not Luell. But let me just say this. The same officers, I am told by Mr. Abdul Salam, who was attacked by these officers.
Yes.
Are the same officers. This is what disturbs me. He was attacked, Abdul Salam, 17 days before Tyrone West was killed. And then Anthony Anderson was beaten. I understand that this officer's name is Ruiz, George Ruiz, and Nicholas David Chapman was involved as well. How come these officers, Mark Steiner, and I say this to the police department as well, how come they're still on the force if they've been involved in multiple instances of death as regards to police brutality and the impropriety thereof and the outlandishness of it all? And the police commissioner said that he's still investigating. He said that on the 12th of this month, Wednesday the 12th, at the public safety hearing, public safety forum hearing at Frederick Douglass High School. What kind of circus game are they playing? And I would also say, and it's a little bit off topic, but that public safety forum, the Sheriff Anderson and representatives from the Sheriff's Department of Baltimore City with more than 200 deputies were not represented at the public safety forum with the mayor and the police commissioner. But that's another question.
That's another subject.
Yeah.
Yes.
But why are these same officers, why haven't they been prosecuted? And I have no faith at this juncture that unless we get federal intervention from the Rod Rosenstein, who is the U.S. attorney for the District of Maryland, unless we get federal grand jury indictments, that anything is going to happen at the level here in Maryland. I think they're stonewalling all the way around.
All right, Leah, thank you.
That's the truth. Amen.
So I'm curious where you think we go beyond this. I mean, just
because of
arguments, let me just throw this out. I mean, we think that, I mean, the chances, at least in the city, that police officers can be indicted are slim to none.
Absolutely.
And that's probably not going to happen. So, but what happens from here on out in terms of interaction with the public, the police interaction with the public, and what we as a community should expect in terms of those relationships and in terms of people's rights and what should be investigated and how we look at these things in future. I'm curious what we think should happen in that regard. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you take Tyrone's memory and go, what would be the best way to serve that memory?
Break down them Bill of Rights, because those Bill of Rights makes police above the law, and that's why people are getting killed every week. Week after week, somebody's getting killed by the Baltimore City Police Department or county or all over. This is not an isolated incident. This is happening all over the world. You know, surely as I'm speaking, somebody probably getting murdered by the police department, and they get, you know, weighed off, and there's nothing ever done to them. So something needs to be done starting now.
And you know, in addition to that, weighing back on the first call of Douglas.
Yes.
Douglas did say something about when incidents happen that are not to the general public, but to, so to speak, the police family or in other communities, the mayor weighs in on it almost immediately, no later than the next day. But it took her over 4 months or 5 months to address our family about the travesty and the beating death of my nephew. So to bridge this gap, she has to take a step forward and show more sympathy and empathy towards the general public, as opposed to her showing more. I mean, any death is a travesty, Mark. You know, let's be clear about that. But when you're in custody death, that's for the people that's paid to protect you, and you get killed by them. Come on, Mark, that is ridiculous. And then he was unarmed. I think about it all the time, Mark. My family is going through something. It's something that we will never get over.
Never.
And we are taking steps. Letters have gone out to the Board of Physicians. Letters have gone out to the Justice Department. Letters have gone out to medical authorities. The family is not giving up.
Never.
Never. In every town hall meeting, we're going to definitely be there. Like tonight, we're going to be at another one. We met the man Bats last week at that one. Every town hall meeting, we're going to be there. They're going to see we are Tyrone West. They're going to see our face. We're not going to give up.
Do the other members of the family here have something to say as well?
Yes, yes, yes. As long as that Bill of Rights stays whole, the police officers are out there knowing that they can do anything and get away with it, and the only punishment that they're going to get is they're going to be with pay and slapped on the hand and paid vacation. Mm-hmm. That's all. And they know this. So they do whatever they want because they're going to get away with it, but not with Tyrone. Not with Tyrone West.
Never. And I'd like to say, we need to start with the prosecutor, the state's attorney.
Yes.
We need this man out of office. This is Greg Bernstein. You need to be gone like yesterday. How dare you? How dare you get in my family's face and tell us you will not prosecute not one of these officers, 10 to 15, that you're saying they were justified in murdering.
Murdering.
Murdering brutally Tyrone West.
Yes.
You do not have a conscience. All I can say to Mr. Bernstein, I have no respect for you as a man. As a person, I respect you as your title as state's attorney, but that should be gone very soon.
I don't even respect you as state's attorney.
You do not prosecute police officers. What are they telling the citizens of Baltimore City? These people have to go. We put you in office. We take you out.
Exactly.
You cannot let the police officers live at a higher standard.
Yes.
I mean, if they commit crime, a murder, they should go through the same process as we
but
did.
But if they kill a dog, an animal, they get prosecuted. They get
immediately.
It's crazy.
Jamie, do you want to say something?
I just want to say that I love my cousin Tyrone West, and at the end of the day, my cousin was a human being who they brutally beat to death.
Maced.
10 officers.
Stomped.
And I also want to add about the Morgan State officer who also was present. Why was his information and everything withheld? Why we couldn't know who this guy was, and to come to find out he was the main officer.
Had
your knee in my cousin's back. My cousin was taking his last breath.
Excuse me.
And you were on top of my cousin. Like, I don't even understand why. Why would they withhold information like that unless
everything
they were hiding something?
Everything. All are working together. The medical examiner's office with their foolishness is a whole cover-up, a conscious conspiracy all over.
So I know you all, we have to take a break here, and I know you all have to get out of here because you've got someplace else to be by 10 o'clock, so I don't want to keep you from that appointment. But, George, you have a closing thought before we take off?
Yeah, Mark, my thoughts are this, is that if we as a community can bind together and do what's necessary to get those persons out of office who are not serving the general public that we put in office, We have to bind together to get them out, because unless we take down these people who don't help us, we're going to continue in on this travesty, because there are so many, many unreported incidents of police brutality and excessive force, and none of them are being prosecuted.
Well, I thank you all for sticking together as you do as a family and keep this struggle alive. We do have to take a break here. And I want to thank all of you for being in the studio today, Tawanda Jones, George Peoples, Jim Richardson, Diana Butler, all of you coming here today.
Thank you.
Good luck. I know you have to run out to the interview and be there by 10 o'clock, so I'm going to let you all go and get out of here. We have to take a break. We're going to come right back with our next segment on The Missing Plane. We're going to go out with Luther Ingram, who died on this day in 2007, with his song, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
If being right means being without you, I'd rather live a wrong doing.